Good morning and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church prayer call. I'm Reverend Aaron Smith and I'm honored to lead us today in our time of devotion and prayer. In our devotional, Immeasurably More, we are talking about true freedom today. Jesus is talking to his disciples and talking about to them about what it means to be truly free. In our passage, John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, Jesus tells his disciples, "If you hold to my teachings, you will be my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Just a few chapters later, in John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus is talking with his disciples again. And he shares with his disciples that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so it confirms our passage for today. Jesus is very clear with them that if they want to be his disciples, they need and must hold on to his teachings. And so what we learn in our passage today, we first must understand that Jesus is free. Why is that important? Because before you believe that God can set you free, before you must understand what it means to be truly free and free indeed, you have to know that God is free himself first. How do we know that Jesus is free? We learn this all throughout the scriptures. He is free from sin. He was free to forgive sin. He was free to perform miracles. He was free to preach the gospel. And he was free to serve. And so again, before we must understand what it means to be truly free and free indeed, we've got to know that our God is free to bless us. Our God is free to take care of us. Our God is free to be just who he said he is. The disciples, they didn't know this, so they had to learn that they had to hold on to his teachings. And after a while, after they watched him spend time with people, after they watched him encourage others, after they watched him do what he was sent to do, only then did they understand what it meant to be truly free and free indeed. They had a reason to listen to him after they saw how he treated people. They had a reason to listen to him after they truly believed that he was the Christ who was sent to set the world free. What does it mean to be free and free indeed? Well, the Bible tells us that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. It's not like other kinds of freedom. When God sets something free or sets something in place, it is permanent, it is eternal, and that's just what Jesus was doing. He was setting up his eternal kingdom. He was making sure that his disciples knew that once they were set free, once their chains were broken, once they were liberated from bondage, that they would be free forever. And yet Jesus is very clear that it is conditional. If they hold on to his teachings, if they hold on to what he told them, then they would be his disciples and they would be set free. His teachings included his instructions, his ethics, his morality, his thoughts, and his word. But if they did what he told them to do, if they truly trusted him, if they held on to everything that he asked them to, they would be blessed forever and truly be his disciples. I don't know what you're going through today, what you've got in face it lined up for you in this day, but I want you to know that there is somebody who is able to set you free from any circumstance, who is able to set you free from any thought pattern, who's able to set you free from anything that is holding on to you. There is a God who looks from high on high and looks down low and is able to set you truly free indeed. Brothers and sisters, will you pray with me? Gracious God, we thank you for setting us free and being truly free indeed in you. There is no freedom like your freedom, O God. There is no grace like your grace. We love you, O God, and we're just so grateful that you have ordered our steps today so that we can be free. We pray that you wrap your loving arms around us, each and every person who is yours, and that's all of us, oh God. Be with us every step of the way today, knowing, helping us to know that there is nothing that you cannot set us free from. You are wonderful, oh God, and worthy to be praised. There is nobody like you in all the earth. And so, God, we thank you for stepping side by side with us. Through every trouble, through every tribulation, through every challenge, you are there with us. No matter how challenging it gets, you always seem to make a way. We thank you, O God, and we ask a special prayer on each single person who is joining us today. O God, bless them like only you can. We thank you and we love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to join us on Sunday morning for Ray of Hope Christian Church worship service in person and online, and also for The Gathering every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Thank you again, and God bless you, and have a wonderful day.